What about from the cartels? I mean, when the drug lord El Mencho was killed earlier this year, that set off a firestorm of violence. Do you worry we could see a similar wave of violence as a result of this operation?
Violence in Mexico related to the cartels is always episodic. It goes up, it goes down, it moves from plaza to plaza, meaning region to region, wherever the cartels are fighting one another or the government comes in to fight the cartels. Mm-hmm. I think that until Mexico and the United States are able to genuinely collaborate to manage, nobody solves the drug problem, but to manage the organized crime, the guns flowing from north to south, you're going to see continuing violence.
We've got a minute or so left, but I want to ask you to step back and tell me how you look at Claudia Sheinbaum and her leadership, the way that she has navigated the relationship with President Trump between two nations in which tensions can sometimes flare. How do you look at it?
Well, the first thing you have to keep in mind is that she's significantly popular in her own country. That's something every president looks for. I think she's very cagey. I think she's very astute. I think that being somebody who is trained as a scientist, who speaks very good English, I think she kind of took the measure of Donald Trump early, realized that this was somebody who was asymmetrically far more powerful than she is or her government is, and figured, I'm going to just do what I need to do to keep both my domestic concerns on side and him on side. And she's been clear, unilateral attacks into Mexico are a red line and would shut down the communication.